Lac La Biche. The Lac La Biche and District Chamber of Commerce is still going. The local organization's annual general meeting held last Wednesday drew only a dozen people, but they showed strong support to keep moving forward. The meeting comes a year and a half after the last AGM, where the board almost folded the organization due to lack of business support, but opted to keep going. Its survival, says returning organization president Dave Phillips. I think we're still all dealing with COVID, said Phillips, looking to explain new possible reasons for the continued lack of involvement. It's obvious to all of us in the business world that some didn't make it, and some thrived through COVID, but the vast majority simply survived. I think we are fortunate as a chamber to just survive. Former Lac La Biche County Mayor Omer Mograbi was at Wednesday's AGM. He agreed to sit as a chamber director for the upcoming term, but said more people and support will be needed. Many, many years ago, there were a lot of businesses that were involved, and that hasn't happened. Without that support, I think it's going to be another difficult term, he said. Voting in a new board at the meeting saw Phillips and Mograbi joined by returning Vice President David Schultz, Lori McDonald as the organization's new treasurer and former treasurer Hazel Costa returning as the executive secretary. Four other directors were also appointed to the board, including a Portage College student, a new business owner, a Community Futures staff member and a representative from the commercial business industry. I'm a little more optimistic now than I was before, said Phillips after the first round of positions were filled. The new executive secretary agreed. If you have a strong board, the organization will be strong, said Costa. Stand alone for now. One of the first orders of business for the group was to show that strength by standing alone. There has been a push in recent years, said Phillips, to join a regional chamber group that would involve St. Paul, Bonneville and Cold Lake. But that could mean a smaller voice in the region, less autonomy, which was troubling, especially as the Lac La Biche board attempts to regroup and grow its local base. The bigger the region, the less personal it gets, said the board's returning vice president. I think we would be giving up some of that local attention in a larger board, said Schultz. Despite the optimism, the worry about the lacking business support for the group still hangs over it, says longtime chamber watcher Alex Broadbent, who was also at Wednesday's meeting. Until you get the business people behind you, and council behind you, you aren't going to go far, he said. The executive members are expected to meet in the coming weeks. On their immediate agenda will be the continuing search for a new executive director for the organization. The full-time paid position was left vacant after the recent departure of Karen Collins, who had been in the role for 3 years. According to financial records presented at the meeting, the Lac La Biche and District Chamber of Commerce recorded revenues of $105,000 and expenses of $125,000. More than half of the organization's revenues are from the $65,000 annual grant that comes with operating the Visitor Information Center. The organization drew in $12,600 in membership fees in 2022. Expenses for the organization in 2022 included $88,000 in wages and salaries. The next public membership meeting will be on May 3. According to the board's bylaws, the next AGM should take place by the end of October.